You're listening to Chloe Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.
Standing on the platform, watching you go. It's like no other pain I've ever known. To love someone so much, to have no control. You said I wanna see the world, and I said go.
Been lost without Chloe Rose, who's back with us for another edition of Sound and Chloe's Vision. That's why I took the liberty of actually doing the introduction of various other things. Chloe, you have returned from Spain.
Yes, I'm glad to be back. And you know the most hilarious thing about this?
What?
I've not even got a tan.
It's because you've been indoors too long.
Exactly. Learning too many songs, too much being on stage. That's the thing, you just can't help it.
How was it? We know we did a couple of phone links with you for the Midweek Drive Morning Edition just to keep the Sound and Chloe's Vision theme going. Was it enjoyable or was it a case of Spain? I might have as well have been indoors in Skegness.
Oh, it was fabulous. And you know what? I'm ready to go somewhere else. So there you go.
Chloe on report, taking Sound and Chloe's Vision to a whole, and I mean a whole new world.
Son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was. Yes, he was. Sweet talking to me, you come and tell me everything is alright. You kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Stealing.
four there, two back-to-backs, with, of course, the joys of Son of a Preacher Man, Dusty Springfield, leading directly into the Bangles, and Manic Monday. I suppose every day in the Chloe Rose world is just manic, isn't it?
Oh, it's manic. It's manic. It could be a Monday. It could be a Thursday. It could be a Friday. It's always manic.
You need to relax and breathe. Sound of Chloe's Vision, of course, goes out on Siren Radio on Thursdays, usually once a month or thereabouts. Yeah. But you can, of course, listen to Sound of Chloe's Vision any time of the day or night.
Yes, that would be amazing. Podcast.
Exactly. It happens. It does. Okay, so we've talked about your time in Spain. Clearly, the assembled multitudes are basically keen to find out, when is Chloe going to actually be producing some more original music?
Well, I'm on the case at the moment. Basically, while I've been over there, I've been writing, because you get so much inspiration, more of a perspective on life, a different outlook, you know, meeting new people, different cultures. So, yes, I'm on the case with it. And I will send that through, because it would be good to play some of that as
well. You've got your own show, you know, why not play your own material?
Why not? And if you're getting bored, don't worry about it.
Cilla Black always used to finish off most of her shows by playing and singing some of her own stuff, so there we go.
That's so true.
You know, it's not an egotistical thing, it's the way it is, you know. Keeping the audience
satisfied. I love
Cilla
Black.
When you were playing in Spain and singing in Spain, were the audience standing or not?
Sometimes they were sat down, sometimes they were standing. Oh, it just all varied. It was a mixture.
So you never actually had to employ James.
Inside all the days.
long as your posture's okay, obviously. It's Sound and Chloe's Vision, and the voice you're going to hear next is that of Chloe Rose. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Chloe, I was very surprised when you came up with this next choice, because one of the things about, obviously, your show is you send all the music that you want to me and say, I'm like, this, play this, play this. I say, fine, I can usually find ways through this. I was surprised. I mean, I thought, you know, possibly the notion of nobody does it better would have been one sort of way forward for the thing, the classic line. But yeah, you've gone for your so artery. No, vein, sorry. It's a biological joke. Carly Simon, who was actually singing her songs long before you were ever born. So is this one of the sort of areas where you thought, actually, ultimately, Carly Simon is a kind of girl that I kind of aspire to work through in my own singing career?
I just loved the way the song was written. I just thought it was a great song, you know.
And written, as we discovered, for her former partner, James Taylor. Or maybe it wasn't, because actually for a long, long time, when people would actually ask her, Carly, who did you write You're So Vain about? She wouldn't say.
Well, that's it. Sometimes, as a songwriter, to have a bit of mystery is good, because people can put their own memories onto the song and make it their own. If you give them a concept already, they can't sort of... They're not open to add their own sort of...
It's prefigured and preformed.
Exactly.
Carly, it's your show. Off you go. Would you like to introduce this next number, please?
This is You're So Vain.
Friend, wife of a close friend, and you're
I believe it was the play Pygmalion, which was then, of course, filmed as the musical My Fair Lady, in which we had the line, "The rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain."
It certainly does. It certainly does.
And by George, she's got it. Was there much rain when you were over there?
I'll tell you a little story. Now, it won't be too long, but, I mean, it was sunny a lot of the time, but one particular night, it was raining dreadfully. And this song that we're going to play, that was so dramatic, was a song that we did right at the end, and everyone was laughing because it was sort of, we were just making light of the fact that it was actually raining. Would you believe it? In Spain.
I don't know, have you considered an umbrella? Why does it always rain on the plane in Spain. But pleased to know it went down well. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why we're suffering from a cauliflower shortage and a lettuce shortage, because apparently the cauliflowers in Spain were ruined.
Absolutely dreadful. It's terrible. Can you believe
it? Cost of cauliflower now has gone through the roof. I don't know. Anyway, some of our best listeners are... No, we won't go that way. Let's go to... And then back to the 70s, of course, and back to the era of the late, great Karen Carpenter and her brother Richard, of course, who had this little number. Why birds suddenly appear every time you are near, Chloe?
I just think, what a fabulous song.
Is it because they long to be just like me, close to you?
Maybe.
Well, I have to say, I like the Carpenters. Whatever our correspondent Phil Leonis from Los Angeles may or may not say. Although I have to say, I have a particular fondness for calling occupants of interplanetary extraordinary
craft. That's a
great song. Maybe next time. We talked about Spain and what fun times were had by Chloe in Spain. But you're already planning the next trip, no doubt.
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm looking at the moment to sort of travel abroad, you know, sing abroad, and maybe a different country, maybe a different place, maybe not Mallorca this time.
Maybe a different continent.
As well. This is the plan.
Maybe you are actually what is needed to actually cement those Anglo-American relations that we've heard so much about in the news recently.
Who knows?
Maybe we need to get you, Chloe Rose, into an Empire state of mind.
that is famous as a place of movie scenes. Noise is always loud, there are sirens all around, and the streets are mean. If I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say.
Helicopter overhead shot and yourself, Chloe, doing Empire State of Mind by the Statue of Liberty. Would that be a sort of
useful
video?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's all about New York.
Much like your video of the Humber Bridge was not about Hull, but there we are.
Exactly, that's
just,
so true.
Just shows that interconnectivity there. Was it the Humber Bridge or was it the San Francisco Golden Gate
Bridge? It was the
Humber Bridge,
I'm afraid.
Could easily be mistaken for the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge.
It could.
Where can people see these videos? Yeah, people are already sort of getting in touch with various other socials. Etc. How do people get in touch with you, Chloe Rose?
Well, to get in touch with me, all you need to do is find me on Instagram, on Facebook, Twitter. It's at Chloe Rose or at Chloe Official. So the Chloe is spelt with a Y. And C-H-L-O-E-Y and then a space and it's Rose. Contact me. If you've got a particular song you'd like me to play, I'd love to play it on the show. What do you think, Alex?
About. I think it's your show, Chloe, and that's a very, very sensible suggestion.
I think it'd be lovely.
Pray silence, I'm begging. Too tired to tell you I ain't coming home. Stop for a second. Guess I got caught up in leading you on. And I ain't responsible for the lump in your throat. Haven't you had enough of all of this? Haven't you had enough of loneliness? Don't get me wrong, I'd love to stay too long. Don't get me.
second best. So they will get me wrong. Innocent pain. Way back before we knew how to pretend. Picking up where we live. It ain't meant to be easy, shouldn't be hard as this. And I ain't responsible for letting this go. Haven't you had enough of all of these? Haven't you had enough of loneliness? Don't get me wrong, I'd love to stay. Close. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to stay too long. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to tell you whatever you want. But haven't you had enough of loneliness? Haven't we had enough? Second base. Don't get me wrong.
C-H-L-O-E and Y spells Chloe. S-A-C-V means sound and Chloe's vision each month on Siren Radio, where music, theatre and magic are made.
You see, don't get him wrong. Don't get us wrong. You know, it's all right. Very Chloe, very forgiving, but you've got to make sure it's C-H-L-O-E-Y.
That's it, that's it. Can't forget that quirky Y.
First Lewis Capaldi little number there, don't get me wrong. You're quite a fan of young Mr. Capaldi, are you not?
I am quite a fan. He's absolutely incredible. It's not just that his voice is so amazing and distinctive, you know it's Lewis. It's his personality. I think that's why he's so big now. Honestly, I recommend, you know, sometimes he can say a few naughty words. That's not always great.
Get the radio edit.
That's not always great, is it?
Family friendly.
But he's so, so funny. And his dad was a previous Doctor Who.
Peter Capaldi.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely. Certain.
I would have thought you'd get exactly.
Factual. That is factual.
The Capaldi family and also Malcolm Tucker back in the day.
Yes.
Yes, of the thick of it. Splendid. Once again, Chloe Rose provides you with information which is quite simply perfect.
I don't want half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be worth. Such mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right.
Worth it, yeah, to make such mistakes. They are much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined, I'm gonna get it right.
Because it's Chloe's show, Sound and Chloe's Vision. Yay. Gracious Showman, when you were in Spain entertaining the fine folk out there,
yes.
I was over at the Newark Book Festival, which actually had one of my former students, Susie, who effectively, Madam Zouza, took the lead in actually leading people up in a whole Gracious Showman line. So what drew you to the Gracious Showman? Was it Hugh Jackman or was it something completely different?
I think it was all of it. It was just the story. It drew me in, you know, and I think a lot of people sort of were what really warmed to the story. And as well, I think what was really important about the film, it made, you know, about, it was about diversity. It was about bringing everyone together.
And P.T. Barnum, the world's greatest showman.
Exactly. Exactly.
I thought he was better as Wolverine, personally, but there we are. That's another thing.
He was fantastic in that.
Oh, he was. From The Greatest Showman, your choice, Chloe. What have we gone for?
Rewrite the Stars.
You know I want you. It's not a secret I try to hide. I know you want me. So don't keep saying our hands are tied. You claim it's not in the cards. Fate is pulling you miles away and out of reach from me. But you're here in my heart. So who can stop me if I decide that you're my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world could be ours tonight. Don't wanna run to you, but there are mountains and there are doors that we can't walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me within these walls. But when we go outside, you're gonna wake up and see that it was hopeless after all. No one can. Keeps us apart.
one thing you can always guarantee about sound and Chloe's vision, the sound is always perfect. Marvellous. And I'm going to squeeze in... Sorry, I thought they'd finished.
Ooh, what, are we going to squeeze in? I tried to hide,
but I can't have you. I think I've got no Chloe.
Oh, no, no, they're still there.
They finish now.
Such an emotional song.
I would have thought so.
Honestly, I had hand grabs. I was literally doing all the, you know, musical kind of jazzy hands. Mm, and I love that. I absolutely love that show.
Superb. And you clearly, we need to have a FaceTime Live thing for the show just to actually sort of work through that.
That would be so good. We could invite loads of people on the Facebook Live. Everyone dancing, joining in. That'd be amazing.
It's something to work on,
Claire. Maybe it was that was too much. No, Maybe I took it a bit far.
No, I think it's never, fine. Never. Let's throw in, for what it's worth, my little Bruce Springsteen number from his latest album, which was released just a couple of months ago. There Goes My Miracle. I don't think you've actually heard the album or indeed the tune as yet, Chloe, so it's going to be interesting online to cast your creative ear over this.
It will.
With The Boss.
Sunrise. Sundown, the streets gone, golden brown, harbor skies above. I'm searching for my love, searching for my love.
So what did you make of that one then, Chloe Rose?
I loved it. I think it was very different to some of the Thunder songs Road. I've heard him do before.
Dancing in the Dark.
Yes. Oh, I love Dancing in the Dark.
Born in the USA.
That's a tune. Yeah, Born in the USA.
Born to Run.
But the thing is, we've got to go with something new, haven't we? We can't always stick to the old. We've got to change it up, and that's what he's done, and I like it.
This has been volume 4 of Sound and Chloe's Vision. Yes, 4 volumes already packed out and sorted out.
We've made it.
Into the world, exactly. and we're wrapping up with Dolly Parton, your final choice on a show which has taken us from Freya Riding through Dusty Springfield, through The Bangles, through James, through Carly Simon, through Travis, through Alicia Keys, The Carpenters, Gavin James, and Lewis Capaldi, of course, Fairground Attraction, and, of course, The Greatest Showman, and a bit of Bruce Springsteen as well. So an awesome production. Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's your show. Thank you.
Just press
the occasional button.
Please keep in touch as well. And if anyone wants to contact the show and would like a song on there, just let us know. We'd love to put that on for you as well.
Exactly. And I'm sure in upcoming Sound and Chloe's Visions, we might indeed have some special guests and various other folk coming on board as well, which is marvellous. Chloe, it's up to you to actually wrap up with Dolly Parton herself. Away you go, please. A back introduction or indeed an introduction.
9 to 5.
Okay, got one for all you working folks. Are you ready to work 9 to 5? Come on! Yeah!
Well, I tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yawn and stretch and try to come to life. I jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5, yeah! Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion, you would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. I want to move ahead. Shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in. Tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. I just know it. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, they got you where they want you. There's a better life, y'all dream about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game. I don't care what they call it, and you spend your life putting money in his wallet. 9 to 5, just a working, 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 working. 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, they'll keep you working, 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 working 9 to 5, 9 to 5.
Yeah! Thank you! Woo! Well, you sure know that one!
CHLOE and Y spells Chloe. SACV means Sound and Chloe's Vision each month on Siren Radio, where music, theatre and magic are made.